Happy Friday. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy March. Spring is on its way, and with it, the official start of my year, April. So now's the time to start getting real. Authenticity is a big buzzword these days. Everyone wants to be authentic. Well, at least they say they want to be authentic. There's a difference between being who you say you are and just speaking your mind. We've all heard those people. I'm just being honest. I tell it like it is. Honesty is a little more than just running your mouth. Sometimes telling it like it is just being a jerk. But how do we deal with being real when reality is real bad? Spoiler, life isn't just happy all the time. There's a lot of crappy, bad stuff in the world. How do we cope? Well, talking about coping, I'm sure you've heard of the five stages of grief, described in 1969 by Swiss psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Can you name them? Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Acceptance? But things suck. I don't accept that. What does acceptance mean? It's not always clear. Let's look at what it doesn't mean. Acceptance doesn't mean it's all okay. Yeah, I think this is good. Or I like this. It just means I acknowledge that this is. Acceptance is about now. And right now is reality whether I like it or not. We won't get anywhere until we face reality. But first, I've got to mention the one big example where I've heard this word abused. Well, I'll tolerate gay people, but I just don't accept them. Yeah, that's not how this works. Whether you accept it or not doesn't change reality. Sometimes it's our perspective that needs to change. Acceptance doesn't mean surrender. It doesn't mean to passively give up or stop moving for change. Okay, I knew my gay example was going to get me in trouble, but no, we're going to talk through this. Last month, thousands died in Gaza. You know what? Let's make this non-political. Yesterday, thousands of children around the world died from starvation and malaria. But all of us still went on with our day. Despite those children dying, I made time in my schedule to edit the audio for Happy Friday. Why? Because we have to. Being incapacitated doesn't solve anything. Acceptance doesn't mean, oh, I guess this will just go on forever. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up on making a better reality. Okay, but if you have trouble differentiating between Should gay people exist? We're still having that conversation here in this country. And should poverty and disease exist? In too many corners of our world, we're not having that conversation. If you can't see the difference, then I don't know if I can help you. What's the prayer? To accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Not everything can be changed. And when you run things through the benefit versus harm morality test, wisdom will clearly show you the difference. Acceptance is also not failure. This is the most negative stereotype of acceptance, because it's often our last option. It's where we arrive when we have no other choice, and so we feel powerless. But acceptance calls us to face the truth, not deny it. And that takes courage. So rather than represent failure, acceptance is the first step toward future success. And using that wisdom I mentioned, we can see clearer when and where to spend our energy in that future. To accept, to not accept, to change, to not change, there's a lot to understand. Here it is in a nutshell. The true power of acceptance is that it takes us beyond emotion. It's an acknowledgement that even when things are not okay, we're gonna be okay. We need to face reality, the good and the bad, before we can move forward. Don't argue with the facts, but use the power of acceptance to bring about change for the better. And pray, sure. Why not? For discernment and wisdom to know the difference. Because acceptance comes before change. The key to embracing acceptance is not getting trapped in our emotions. Acknowledging our emotions and not being a slave to them frees us up to get on with the real business we want to accomplish of making the world a better place for ourselves and everyone. Acceptance means questioning everything and changing what we can make better. That's what Selena Mastroianni questions in the song, Is It Real? I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website, happyfriday.fm. And remember, acceptance comes before change. Thanks so much for listening. And if there's one person out there, there's always one that doesn't get it, right? That's going to slap back with, then maybe we can change being gay. Well, I have 100 other episodes you need to go back and listen to that say otherwise. Or connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Just being honest. Now go have a happy Friday.